Dr. Schnitt dictating a pre-post bronchodilator spirometry report on Cynthia Mitchell. On 10/24/23, Mrs. Mitchell performed pre-post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, period. The air velocity index was less than one, was greater than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was a worse effort after bronchodilators, period. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. A paragraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity. Next. Pre-post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Cotton. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 10/24/23, Mrs. Cotton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. A paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Andrew Dusanenko, D-U-S-A-N-E-N-K-O. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 10/24/23, Mr. Dusanenko performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/7/23, there's been significant improvement, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, possibly related to improved effort. Next, a six-minute walk test on Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake. On 10/24/23, Mrs. Palmer performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 382 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Franketa, F-R-A-N-K-E-T-T-A, pain, P-A-I-N-E. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10/24/23, Mrs. Payne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, there was a poor effort, period. After bronchodilators, the patient demonstrated a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/2/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy Sneed, S-N-E-A-D. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 10/24/23, Mrs. Sneed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient still with a restrictive lung disorder without airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/12/23, there's no significant change in the degree of restriction, which is moderate, and the patient demonstrates a reversible degree of airways obstruction. Thank you.